Let's show that we have a quorum and let's move on to the approval of the meeting minutes from our meeting of February 2nd.
So moved.
I'll support.
Okay, been moved and supported. Any questions, any comments on the meeting minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. At this time, is there any citizens wishing to address the board? Again, any citizens wishing to address the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. And we have one item to add, and that's item number 6. Which would be the
letter of engagement from UHY to conduct the audit.
Okay. With that, I would make the motion.
Support.
It's been moved and supported. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? The same. Motion carries. Treasurer's report. Everyone had a chance to review the treasurer's report. We do have a few funds available.
We have a few. Mm-hmm.
The motion to receive the treasurer's report is given.
I'll support.
Been moved and supported. And again, any questions or comments on the treasurer's report? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll?
I'm Ian Soprita.
Yes.
Kitch.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Bruckner.
Yes.
Armbruster.
Yes.
Dean Croft.
Yes. Motion carries. Bills presented for approval. Any questions on the bills?
Motion to pay the bills presented.
Okay.
Support.
It's been moved and supported. Again, any questions on the bills? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll, please?
O'Krita.
Yes.
Kitch.
Yes.
Brett.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Armbruster.
Yes. Motion carries. Sheriff Department's report. Hi there. How are you? How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. I have nothing additional to add.
What's the weather forecast? We going to have a nasty night, or is it going to be okay?
I don't know. The big letdown from snow again 2 weeks ago. So
yeah. The false report?
Yeah.
The fake news?
Right. It's starting to rain.
Anything exciting? Any new developments?
The only thing that comes to mind would be, I guess, speaking of traffic, would be the issues we had with the Canadian side over last weekend, but that was just more, I guess, maybe just an inconvenience for several days with us, and the only way we tried to mitigate it was blocking entry onto eastbound freeways from the surface streets, just so regular, like, pedestrian and citizen traffic couldn't get, like, locked in between semis and then get stuck. As expected, that kind of cleared itself out in 2-3 days. It seems to be over with. There were protests planned over the weekend, but those pretty much non-existent, I think, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't heard anything else other than that as far as the bridge goes with traffic.
Very good. Any citizens wishing to address the Sheriff Department? Yes, Steve.
Yeah, could you have our local deputies keep an eye on North River Road? Excuse me. Motors getting behind somebody doing the speed limit or using the center turn lane right. Or passing lane.
Will do.
Anyone else? Thank you. We have the other reports from the fire department. Anything there, Chief, you want to highlight?
No, just our normal busy, but nothing.
Okay.
Extraordinary.
Building department, plumbing, electrical, the ordinance enforcement report.
Question, comment about what I'm holding here. Is that a normal number for the business license stuff?
Yeah, because this is the end of the year, and these are the people that did not obtain a license like they should have. And taking a little bit more of a approach on, hey, you didn't do this, and you should have. Yeah, the correspondence, there's the newsletter from Tri Hospital, and a reminder that the road commission meeting is next week by Zoom. Any questions or comments on the reports and correspondence? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Support.
Moved and supported. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. No public hearings. And item number one in unfinished business is the appointment to the Parks Commission. This is for a term that will expire on November 20th of 2022. Bob, you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so under the state law, if a elected position is vacated, I think it's 182 days before the next even numbered year election, we have to conduct an election for that seat. So the Parks Commissioner seat we filled last year, they will be running this year, and then this seat has to run this year. And that term will extend until 2024 with the rest of the commissioners.
Okay. Bob, we received two letters of interest, correct?
We did. From John Bozich Jr. and Eric Trexler.
And John is here tonight. John, do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is John Bozich. I just recently purchased a house over on Carrigan Road, and my property backs right up to the park system back there. And before that, I was working around for 10 years. Moved over here, trying to get my daughter a better school. And I'd like to see if I can't do something for the township and make things better over there.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bob, we were able to talk with Eric. He's not here tonight. Do you want to say a few words about Eric?
He said he's been a firefighter with Port Huron Township, right?
Yes.
For 20-some years. Recently moved from there to Fort Gratiot, and that he was looking to help the township in whatever way he could.
Also expressed, I think he
Welcome
was a
next you can.
He was a softball, girl softball coach too, I believe. Okay. I'd like to make a motion to appoint Eric Trexler to the position.
Support.
Okay. Any questions?
Is there a reason why he's not here tonight?
No, I don't. But he did come in and speak with us earlier. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Brett.
Yes.
Kish?
No.
I am a yes. Opriya?
Yes.
Bruckner?
Yes.
Armbruster?
No.
Crawford?
Yes. Motion carries. And we'll welcome Eric to that position. And John, there's always a possibility of another position opening up on the Parks Commission. And of course, now two seats have to be elected in the November ballot of this year. So if Eric and Holly decide they're going to run, and if they're the only ones that run, they likely will be elected in November. If nobody runs, well then, starting in November, we have to make these appointments over again.
Final deadline to file the paperwork to declare your candidacy is early April. I'm waiting for state law just changed what's required on the petitions, so I'm waiting for the companies to decide if they're changing what the petition looks like, because under state law it's got to be on a certain size of paper with a certain font or it doesn't count. So as soon as the state gives us better guidance on that, I will have the forms ready to go, and I will I'll reach out to you hopefully within the next couple of weeks. Okay.
Thank you
for anyone else that wants to run. I don't want to just.
And thank you for your interest in the position, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under new business, we have the fire chief's request to purchase a new vehicle.
Chief? We went to Northgate Ford first, so you see what's on the Superior. Northgate doesn't work with state bid programs, so we went with Superior, who was recommended for our area. So this price is a state authorized pricing for that truck. Seems to be a decent price. If we priced it out under the normal pricing, it would be about a $57,000 truck. So getting it at $39,000 is quite a deal. This is to replace my car that's 11 years old. On top of this, we're still going to have upfitting of it, you know, lights and sirens equipment, but this is all included in our last year's budget. So we budgeted $63,000 for this replacement. So this is the first part of that replacement.
They give you a trade-in price, you can put that out in the front for bids.
We didn't ask for a trade-in. We'll probably just put it out for bids. We get better on a bid than we do on a trade-in.
Yeah, these vehicles, I believe, are available on my deal. Some of the other models just simply are not available.
We looked like at Rob's truck to get a hybrid. The hybrids aren't available on the Michigan pricing deals. Trying to go a little more efficient, since it's not a truck that's used for all types of emergency services. But unfortunately, we can't buy it on that deal, so
yeah.
This is still better. I feel a better price for it.
It's a better price,
yeah.
And just like the F-250s, three-quarter ton vehicles, they're just, you can't even get one until they start producing the 23s.
We first priced out the F-250s, and then we took it to Superior. The F-250s are all sold out under the state deal right now.
Yeah.
You'd have to wait for the following year miles to come out before you can even get there.
Did you order a chip already, though? I mean, is that like?
Probably won't get heated seats and heated steering wheels. Chips aren't available, but they weren't going to be ordering that stuff anyway.
Motion to approve.
Any other questions or comments on this? And this is the Interceptor, so that you can go from
zero
to.
We did the two prices on the Interceptor, which is it's outfitted for a police car, so it's the longer run, it's got bigger radiators and bigger alternators. And some of the wiring for the lighting is already there. So we priced out the police package, and then we priced out without the police package. So without the police package, it was going to be $43,000 for exactly the same truck. So it sounds like we're trying to get something better than we needed, but it was actually the cheaper price.
Just going to be faster, that's all.
Yeah.
the light sirens decals, are we expecting that to be 23 grand?
No, okay. No, I'm thinking 7 or 8 thousand for a lighting package, and then this cap that goes on, probably on the back, mm-hmm. and a bed lock, not a liner, but it's got doors and stuff to keep the equipment in. But that's about 1,500, so I'm thinking in the $10,000 to $12,000 range to outfit it. Depending on how the radios come out of my car, what they look like, we'll pull some of the stuff, equipment out that we're going to switch over.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Yeah. I'm a yes. Oprea?
Yes.
Bruckner?
Yes.
Armbruster?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Item number 2. Lisa, this is a position you've been trying to fill for a period of time.
We've been lucky to fill a board of 3, let alone to try to get an alternate. I know Dean joined the Board of Review at a board meeting when Georgia asked him, would you consider...
He was volunteered.
Yes. Nobody really, you know, is jumping for joy to try to join the board. It's been on our website. We put it on our Facebook page.
What's the requirement for the position?
To be a township resident. Nobody from the board can be on the board review from any elected board at the township. Nobody can be. And basically, that's about it.
They can't be.
Yeah, and they can't. Nobody from my family can be.
So Jan could be. That's a really fun job.
Don't worry about it, I'll pass.
So, Lisa, you're recommending Patty Bundy for this position as the alternate?
Yeah, she actually talked to me about it a year ago about it, and everything was good, you know, when we got the 3 members. But Bonnie is not going to be here for March Board Review. March Board Review is our biggest board. And I just don't want to take the chance of not having an alternate. And not that I hope that Dean or Jody get sick, but just in case something happens, then we wouldn't be able to have the board.
Very good. Anyone want to make a motion?
I would make the motion.
I'll support.
It's been moved and supported. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Oprea?
Yes.
Bruckner?
Yes.
Armbruster?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Kish?
Yes. Motion carries. Item number 3. In the assessor's court again. Lisa?
This year is when the assessors or the state has the reform for assessing. And we were supposed to last year adopt their poverty exemption application. But after looking at ours, it was more stringent. We kept ours. After I went to class last week, everybody in the state is supposed to have the same poverty exemption application according to the state mandate. So we're bringing that to you guys to approve.
Is that up the level for a qualifier or lower, or keep it the same?
Nope, it's the same.
Same.
Okay. Yes.
Just the application is different. Wording.
Our application is 9 pages, their application is 4 pages. We ask a lot more questions, get into more detail.
But it's mandated that everyone use the same form now.
Yep.
So we don't really have a choice on this item.
We don't really have a choice.
I will make the motion.
Support.
What if we say no?
Then I guess we're a violation of state law.
And what happens?
Well, you get probably called on to the state tax track. There would be challenges on any of the property assessed applications, property exceptions that we took. There could be challenges of it.
Basically, it puts a big X on our backs.
Yeah.
So, watch us the cost. Not that we're doing anything wrong, but...
Well, I feel like we're putting extra on safeguards, but...
We still have the same asset level test and the same test where they can only have, you know, so much. They can't have a like $75,000 car and stuff like that. So the application is now going to be 4 pages instead of 9.
Do you have an idea how many people we service through this particular event?
We right now have 8.
8.
Of the poverty.
Okay. Are these a continuum, or are they varied, or are they...
Most of them have had it since I've been here in 2007.
So they don't get themselves out of it. Well, maybe they're seniors, or maybe they have other health conditions or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right.
And they apply each year?
Yes,
they have to apply
each year.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Bruckner.
Yes.
Armbruster.
Yes.
Crockett.
Yes.
Braden.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
Armina Subri.
Yes.
Motion carries. Item number 4, the assessor's request again. And that says to follow the new guidelines.
Correct.
I'll move.
Or.
Any questions? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Armbruster.
Yes.
Crocker.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
Yes. Oprita.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Item number 5. Resolution to adopt the property exemption income guidelines and asset test.
I'll move.
Any questions? I'm letting Lisa off easy here.
Yeah. Well, this one is, you guys adopted it last year in January because of the reform that was coming up. We wanted to get ahead of the game, and with AMAR that was coming up, we wanted to be in compliance. You guys adopted it in January, and in February they changed it. So we are out of compliance when we had our AMAR at the beginning of February, because they changed it in February after we adopted it in January. So now we have the wording that they don't want in it taken out.
It's kind of like election law. I mean, the elections, you know, let's change the rules.
The state does that, you know.
Is that something that we should have put everything back to last year?
We could have come back to it last year. That was my fault. I put it aside to do because February is yeehaw month here, and I meant to do it, and I forgot.
Just with how the new regs are set up and how it seems like they want the township board approving the new, I mean, because every year, obviously, the income level changes for the poverty exemption. So I think the intent is to have municipalities review the asset tests to make sure they're updated and for us to do resolutions each year supporting that. I'm trying to figure out a way that we can let them automatically change when they get adjusted at the federal and state level and not get dinged by the state for not doing them every year, but for right now, we're doing the resolution this year.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Crawford.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
I'm yes. Okrida.
Yes.
Stefan.
Motion carries. Item number six is our letter of engagement from UHY.
Same letter of engagement we get yearly to conduct the audit. The charges are not to exceed $28,800. There's Paul printed up a little sheet with the prices. He set the base price compared to last year. He put in a 5% increase. Last year, because of the change in personnel on our end, we ended up, the audit ended up costing a little bit more just to help us get our books straightened because we needed to do a little bit more legwork. Those charges won't be appearing this year, and they're even reduced. I think we got charged $1,500.
Last year and $1,000 this year.
Yeah, so it's been reduced by $500.
So this was our last audit pricing. Even though it's a 2020 base price, it was settled that way because it was a 2020 audit.
Yes.
Done last year.
Correct.
Can I ask a question? I know he always works on the water rates, you know, and everything. Is that part of the audit cost, or is that?
No, that's separate?
Separate.
Okay. That's a separate.
So, do we need to take a direct action on this by board? Is there just something that we're being informed about?
We need to approve the contract.
Support.
Any other questions?
At some point, I guess, on that note, after I'm upset or think we need to move on, but is there a standard practice for at least checking rates across the board at a certain interval to make sure that we're still all right with them performing this for us? Last time we got a quote from somebody else to do an audit was.
I mean, I've looked, I don't believe there's any other accounting firm in town, well, even in the county, that can do what Paul does.
Well, UHLY, just in the municipal and nonprofit era.
Yeah, they do the other two audits that I.
Yeah, there's not, it's few and far between for municipal audits. We would have to go down.
Brand and the, you know, bigger nationwide firms that are in the Detroit area. Detroit area prices. And fortunately, even with the merger with UHY, their rates are still probably half of what they would be if we were sitting.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll?
I'm yes. Okrida?
Yes.
Kish?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Bruckner?
Yes.
Armbruster?
Yes.
And
yes. Motion carries. And I know they do a pretty thorough job. They challenge you to see if you can find something that maybe you looked at last January for a moment of time. Board discussion. We had a very, very successful meeting with Spicer last week, and we've got another meeting scheduled for March the 22nd, I believe, at 3 in the afternoon. And that'll be a stakeholder meeting where we start deciding as to what do we want there. I've been working with Bob about seeing if we can make a request into Little League to have a joint meeting between Little League and us to discuss the agreement and what we can do with the agreement.
When you discuss with them, well, I assume you're bringing forward the what we want, Mark.
Well, I think
how's that going to develop?
A possibility of just talking with them, because there's so many more advantages right now to the township to possibly obtain grants for development.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying there are ingredients in there, the ballpark, rec center or whatever, whatever different things we think about doing.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those different things has a monetary component. And I'm wondering if we give them those things, are they given us the monetary component that goes with them? So that if we have six items and we find out, well, six may not be something we can swallow, how much will three of those items cost us? In other words, you were going to partially attack this anyhow, I thought. It wasn't going to be an all-encompassed event, that we were going to see what the support was, where the money was coming from, what actually were the most important things we wanted to put in place. And then on the schematic, there would still be those other things in place later up the road that could be tackled,
right,
for a cost.
Okay. And we got the notification. We have not got the grant paperwork as of yet, or the grant to put in the walkway down at the Key Widen Beach at the end of Key Widen Road in Lake Huron. That's an approval.
Okay.
Now we hope that there's funding in place for that, but since this is coming through Eagle, this is a state organization, I suspect that that's going to be okay. At the EDA meeting yesterday, we had the guest speaker was Lisa McLean, and she says that gridlock in Washington is something that she suspects will go through this year. Apparently they haven't finalized the 2021 budget yet in some cases, and haven't started the 2022 budget. What we're concerned about is having approval of a grant and waiting for a government body to approve the funds to fulfill the grant. But one of the things we're looking at when this grant application, the paperwork to receive the grant, is what is the timeline? Because originally the timeline was the project had to be completed by the end of this year.
This is
we made,
put in for 2020, correct?
We put this application in December of 2020. And now we're looking at February of 2022 and just receiving notification. Jamie, Bob, you got anything you want to share with the board?
Taxes were due. You haven't paid them now, pay them before March 1st.
Yeah. A few people came in on the 15th, weren't real happy.
No, they never are.
is the cleanup that's going on in Parker right now part of that water main project?
Yes. He's looking at removing and cleaning the where the water line goes, and then perhaps starting construction of the water line. Told us it probably in June.
Have we decided how to pay for it?
We've got a plan, yes.
Is this a secret plan?
Well, who's going to be at the next meeting? I think Jamie's gone, you're
gone,
Linda's gone, but we had scheduled that Paul would come in and talk to us about water rates next week, next meeting. But what I'm proposing for the water line, the water main, is pay for half of it out of the water fund and then half out of the general fund. Using half out of the water fund, recognizing that the water line does provide additional water capacity and redundancy to the water system, then half out of the general fund, which means that we're using this water for the development of our recreation properties. And coming out of half out of each fund. Both funds will still have a healthy balance. And we're also looking into the possibility of being able to pay off our water meter loan. But we have to remember that City of Fort Huron did raise our water rates 5%. And we do have to cover some of those expenses.
That they're working right now without a payment?
Yes.
It's awfully nice though.
Well, they have to do work that has to be certified under the contract, and any materials that they purchase certified underneath the contract, and then our engineering firm reviews all the numbers for the cost before a bill is submitted to us.
So we didn't give any consideration to the COVID funds we received?
Well, what I would like to consider is the COVID funds can be used for that water line, but if we pay for the water line out of both water and the general fund, then we have the COVID funds available to do some type of development on Parker Road if we wish. You know, the original agreement with Little League was we were going to put in the infrastructure, they were going to build ball fields. Well, we still have to consider the force main for a sanitary sewer and access.
And we could have used, well, no matter where the dollar is pulled from, if you wanted to use those COVID funds and earmark them for something else, those funds to me aren't impacting our general populace here. They're impacting the populace of the country because eventually your kids and mine got to pay that back. But nonetheless, those are monies given to us, which I would not have a problem in using if you want to put that water line in.
Okay.
Period. And I think the board should be given some consideration as to how we're paying for this.
Yep.
However, moving on.
Any other board discussion?
I have a question. I'm sorry I couldn't make the Spicer group, but I have talked to Georgia. There's also some county COVID money, is that correct?
Each county commissioner was allotted COVID dollars to be used in their respective districts. And as you know, Georgia has the City of Port Huron, Birchville, and Fort Gratiot. And the City of Port Huron also has another county commissioner in their district and got, what, over 20 million? In COVID funds. So she's kind of looking more toward perhaps Birchville and Fort Gratiot for the funds that she has. And that's no commitment or anything. That's up to her to make that decision. So we know that one of the things that has been a concern in Birchville is they have a lack of municipal water to an area of residents in need. And they just got turned down on a grant for that water line. And the special assessment for the residents that would be affected by the construction is somewhere around $30,000 per parcel. So they're still looking at emergency funding for that, and I'm sure that Georgia has that in mind, that they need some assistance for that water line.
In other words, they let people, are these new areas of build?
I'm not sure where it's at. And also, when Georgia attended the meeting, she left with, she said that she was going to contact Peter's office and McLean's offices and ask what the possibility is for federal money to help us in the development of the property. She thought there was some federal dollars that were have less restrictions than what the DNR dollars may be from the state. Anything else? is there a possibility of postponing the discussion on water rates until we're all back to full strength? Well, that's why I wanted to find out how many's going to be here and how many's absent for next meeting. Sounds like there'd be at least three absent. I didn't know we had three absent until tonight. Well, that would be my suggestion, if it's possible, to postpone it until the meeting afterwards, when we'll all be at full strength. Well, when we're all planning to be here. Well, I'm planning to be here. Okay, we'll take that in consideration. Thank you. Any other board discussion? Hearing none. Is there any citizens wishing to address the board? Yes, sir.
Just a question. I guess you were talking about the Park and Road project and general fund money and water maintenance and improvement money to pay for the water line, and then using the other $1 million to pay for force main sewer, Semco, DTE, and the culverts probably, and the roads, the Little League, as well as whatever other part of development. So assuming that takes place and you use up the other $1 million of COVID money, the force main sewer, Semco, DTE, the ingress, egress, and all that, then just a few minutes ago you were talking about how Birchville got turned down for a grant for water necessity, and how we got a grant that took a little over 2 years to get for Keewatin. Out of curiosity, we put in all this infrastructure, what's the game plan and how we're ever going to facilitate the funds to see this project come to life? I mean, it sounds like all the money's going to be tied up in, well, under the ground, so to speak. Like, it seems like we're putting all of our eggs in one basket as far as grants, that Birchville didn't get one for a water necessity. We took over 2 years to get a grant. So once all this infrastructure goes in, like, do we have a funding mechanism, I guess, to utilize the actual property to build the field house, fields, campground, soccer fields? Sounds like a lot of infrastructure with no real long-term solution there. Just curious.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I have one other question, sorry. Water rates. We talked about water rates. I think a while back you said that you had planned in January to go to bill by going to 100 cubic feet, maybe, set a bill at a minimum of 1,000 cubic feet. Is that, you know, January's already passed, but is that still something that's on the docket for this year?
It's something that's being looked at, yes. Any other discussion? Hearing none, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
I'm not going back.
To the top rope?
No. I'm going to start moving further around. Can
you take the hospital and sitting next to
him? That's what it was. He had to spread the gap.